Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Meseches Eiduyos. We are up to Parak Dalid, Mishnah Bey. So we're going to discuss, even though we just discussed the Beitza Shenolda B'Yom Tov, so we're going to talk about an animal in Yom Tov or other things. Behemah Shenolda B'Yom Tov, if an animal is born in Yom Tov, meaning not an egg that's laid, but an animal that's actually born, Hakol Modim Shim Mutaris. Everyone says you're allowed to eat that animal that day, you can shech the animal that day, even though a Beitza Shenolda B'Yom Tov is, according to Beis Hillel, is going to be Aser. That's because it was it's considered to be muktzah, that it's something that's nola, that's brought into the world on that day. So if Yontif came out on a Sunday, the idea of the Beitza was that it was muchan the previous day. So if Yontif came out on a Sunday, it was muchan on Shabbos by an animal. We don't view it that way because it was not muchan for Yom Tov on Shabbos. Ve'afroch she'yatzum in a Beitza, if a bird hatches out of an egg, hakol modim shuaser, everyone's going to agree, even Beis Shammai, who's mekel about the egg that's laid on Yom Tov, is going to be machmir about a chick that is hatched from an egg, because that's considered to be a sheretz, which is usher to eat entirely. So therefore, it's going to be muktzah as well. Hashochet chayiv of Yom Tov. If a person shechts a chayor or an of on Yom Tov, generally speaking, there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam when you shecht a chayiv of. So Beis Shammai homrim. Beis Shammai says what you do is yachbar bedekar v'yechasa. You dig up some dirt with a shovel and you do kisui hadam. But that's only if the dirt was already loose and was in the shovel before Yom Tov, because dirt that's already loose is not going to be a violation of choresh on a daraisa level, and if the shovel is already in the ground, it's not even choresh on a darabanan level. So and it's also, if the dirt is already loose, it's not going to be a violation of tochen, because you're not taking a clump of earth and turning it into loose dirt, and it's also not muktza because you already showed that you're interested in it from before Yom Tov. Basil says, no. You're not allowed to shecht unless you have dirt that was already taken out of the ground and set aside from before Yom Tov. Having loose dirt with a shovel in the ground is not enough, because there's still going to be some level of tochein that's going to be involved. But Basil does agree that if you already shechted an animal in Yom Tov, a chayor or an of on Yom Tov, so then you're allowed to dig up with the shovel and do kisei adam, because the mitzvah of kisei adam is necessary once you did the shechita. And the Mishnah says that another case where Beis Hillel is going to say that you're allowed to shecht a chay or an oaf, even if you don't have dirt ready for kisei adam, she'efer kira muchan hu, that if you have ashes from your oven, you can use that for kisei adam, and that's considered to be muchan, that's considered to be designated for that purpose. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. What if you have peiros that you make hefker? So Beishamei Omrim hefker la'aniyim hefker. It spells it hefker with a beis, but it really means hefker. If something is hefker, we assume the beis and the pei are interchangeable. So if something is made hefker just for the poor people, so then it becomes hefker. Meaning, if a guy who owns peiros says that any poor person is allowed to come and take it, but not rich people, then what he says is binding, and poor people are allowed to take it. And Beis Hillel Omrim Afla Eino Hefker Ad Sheyufkar Afla Shirim Kishmita. No. Hefker requires that it be completely ownerless for everybody. You can't make something Hefker just for Aniyim. That's not real Hefker. So it has to be available to everybody, just like Shemitah produce in the field is available for everybody. Kol Imrei Hasada Shel Kav Kav. All of the bundles in your field are one kav in size. Ve'echot Shel Arba'a Kavin. And you have one bundle that's four kav in size, ushchacho, and you forgot the four kav bundle in your field. So Beis Shammai says that's not called shichcha, meaning shichcha is one of the matnas aniyim, that if you forget a bundle in your field, you have to let the aniyim come take it and I'll let it go retrieve it yourself. But this is a humongous bundle, so we assume that you didn't really forget about it, you're going to come back and get it, and therefore it's not shichcha, and you're allowed to come back and get it. But Beis Hillel says, no, there's no size limit on shichcha. If you forgot it in the field, then you forgot it in the field, and therefore it does in fact count as shichcha. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that even though Beisham and Beisil disagree about a beitza shenolda b'yom tov, they agree about a behema shenolda b'yom tov, that it's mutter, and they agree about a chick that hatches from an egg, that it's aser. Then we said that if you shecht an animal that requires kisei adam on yom tov, Beisham says you just have to stick a shovel in loose earth from erev yom tov, and Beisil says no, you need to have dirt already prepared to do the kisei adam. But even Beisil agrees that if you did a shechita on yom tov, you're allowed to dig up some dirt to cover it, and the best thing to do is to just use ashes from your oven. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that we had a machlok b'sham b'sil, whether you, when you make something hefker just for aniyim, that's binding or no, something needs to be, if it's going to be hefker, it's got to be hefker for everybody. And then we had a further machlok b'sham b'sil, if you have a bunch of bundles in your field that are all the size of a kav, and one is four times that size, and you forgot it, does that count as shichcha or not? B'sil says yes, b'sham says no. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet.